Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in today. I'm Sean, your host on each and every episode of Unstuck. And today, it's kind of a fun one. I'm really excited for this episode to chat with you about the other universal laws. We talk so much about the law of attraction, and I think that's probably for sure the most popular of the universal laws. But did you know there are 11 other universal laws that are equally as cool, equally as important as the law of attraction? And they kind of all go together. And I think you'll see that as we go through these other 11 universal laws. So excited to dive in and just give you some real life tips and tricks to put these other laws into practice in your own life. Before we get into all that good stuff, a few quick personal updates on my end. A lot of you know, if you follow me on Instagram and check out my Instagram stories regularly, last week I talked about how I was putting my dream condo on the market. So we are officially for sale. And I have a whole episode I did about manifesting this dream condo. And I think a lot of you know, I've talked about it here, I think for sure on the podcast, that right after I manifested the condo, like a month later, I manifested my partner. And so then quite quickly, the dream condo got really tight because it was a condo that is really great for one person. Maybe one person and a dog or a cat. That would be great. But not two people, a dog and a cat. So we have massively outgrown this condo, and both of us kind of waiting for quote unquote the right time to sell and move. And what I have been really understanding and realizing over the past few weeks, even month, maybe, I guess, is that by me trying to be in charge of when the right time to sell the condo and move was, I was really blocking the manifestation process and what the universe has in store, because I was trying to control the right time, the best time. And I really just kept having these thoughts and beliefs and feelings and all of these things about when to sell my condo and when we should move. Like, it's not the right time. Fall isn't a good time. We're not ready. We don't know what's next. We have to figure this out first. And completely putting up a wall against what I actually want to happen, what I want to manifest, which is moving and finding a really wonderful place for us to live that has a lot more space and a yard for our dog, all the things that we dream about. But then I was immediately blocking it. And so finally I realized that, and I just said, you know what? It's probably not a good time. There's an election coming up. It's almost winter here, which is historically not a great time to sell your house. But you know what? Let's just put it up there. And when it's the right time, it's the right time. It's the right time based on our needs, what's best for us and our highest good. And in doing that, in getting rid of those blocks, in just doing what we want and taking that inspired action to show the universe that we're ready to put that out into the world and put the energy forward, then we'll see what happens. And now we can know comfortably that whenever it happens is the right thing for us. We have no idea what we're going to do when it happens. We have no action plan really after that. We don't know where we want to live. We don't know if we want to buy or rent. We don't know really don't know much of anything except kind of the general idea of what needs to be included in that new place. And that is really nice too, because it again shows this level of trust in the process and in divine timing and just knowing that it's all going to work out and we'll be fine. And just putting it all out into the universe to let it happen as it's supposed to happen. It may be tomorrow, it may be in the spring, it may be next year. And that's okay, but we've made that first initial step. I've gotten out of my own way. And so I really thought that was something important to share here. And I'll keep you posted, of course. Definitely over on Instagram stories. I share most of my life over there, but I'll do so here on the podcast too when we do find a buyer and start that process. The next thing I wanted to share just quickly, I want to get into today's topic ASAP, but I do want to let you know that I have also just this past weekend signed up for a new class, really with one of the key reasons being to take this podcast to the next level. I will soon be a certified NLP practitioner, which if you don't know what NLP is, it stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is essentially kind of the study of the mind, the study of belief systems, different areas of the mind, and how we store thoughts and beliefs, and really diving deep into the subconscious mind. I'm barely even scratched the surface of this course that I just signed up for this weekend. It's what I was doing all weekend, but I'm already just blown away. It's so amazing. And along with that, I also, as part of this program, will learn about clinical hypnotherapy and also become certified in EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, otherwise known as tapping. And I'm doing all of this, as I said, partly because I do want to take what we talk about here on Unstuck to the next level and give you guys a little bit more to do, more actions to take if you are feeling stuck, because I think a lot of us can really relate to the fact that we've gotten to this point where we understand there are some beliefs, we understand there are certain things that we're doing, certain habits that we have that we don't want, and we understand that we're stuck and why. But then getting fully unstuck has been a challenge. It's been harder than expected. It really seems like these beliefs are lodged in there, or the habits are lodged in there. And no matter what we talk about here and the homework I give you, it's not quite enough. It doesn't seem to be totally shifting what you believe and think and how you act and your emotions. And so I really want to take it to the next level and give you these other tools that you can use that are really all based in therapy and some of the best therapeutic interventions for the mind combined all into one program. And so I'm excited. I'm really happy to bring that to you. And you know, the other piece of this is to be able to do more intense one-on-one coaching or group coaching. This is something that has been missing in my professional life for quite some time, and I'm ready to bring it back. Going through the Unstuck Entrepreneur with these amazing women and seeing them every week live and doing some really great teaching and coaching and mentoring so tightly with them has made me realize that I really miss this piece of my business, and I want to bring it back. And I think NLP is a great way to go in order to do that and really dive deep with a small group or even one-on-one coaching. So look for that coming in the near future. I will keep you posted again on this. You will notice I start bringing in some of these tools and techniques to what I share here on Unstuck as I learn them, as I move forward in this program and get certified. And I'll keep you all posted. And I think you guys are going to love, love, love it. So definitely continue to stay tuned and be on the lookout for those additional teachings, taking it to the next level here on Unstuck. All right, let's get into these other universal laws. And really what I want to do in this episode is apply them to real life, because they can be a little bit kind of airy or definitely esoteric, or, you know, just it's like the actual law is like, okay, so that's cool. But then what does this mean for me? How can I see this today going on in my life? And that's what I really want to get into. We'll start with a quote. This one is from Nikola Tesla saying, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, which we already know here as Unstuck listeners. But I just love when I hear other people, Nikola Tesla being a famous inventor, I love when I hear these other people from history saying the same things that we're saying today, that really at this point today do have more of this spiritual quote unquote woo-woo sense, but in fact are actually quite practical and realistic and true. And so it doesn't need to be this out there thing for us to consider when we are wondering more about the universe that we are a part of, and then knowing that in order to really understand it, we've got to know more about energy, more about frequency, and more about vibration, all things we talk about a lot here. And as we go through these other 11 laws, something you will see comes up in every single one. So that should say something as well. All right, so the 12 universal laws, law of attraction being in the mix in here somewhere, we'll get to that and just breeze over it because we talk about it a lot here on Unstuck. These laws are intrinsic, unchanging laws of the universe from ancient cultures, and really what these ancient cultures intuitively felt and knew from the beginning and used them as guidance. And there's a lot of cultures involved here. I think the one specific one that a lot of people draw on is from ancient Egypt. I don't want to go too much into the history of this wisdom or where it all came from, but if you're interested, I highly recommend the readings of the Kybalion. So Kybalion. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Kybalion. I have read it. It is intense. It is amazing. It is just a really great, very educational read. It's not like this fun vacation beach party read by any means. It's intense, but it's amazing, and it will really show you how far back this teaching, this wisdom that we get today from these laws, how far back that all goes and really where it comes from. But what I love is that now in today's world, we can still use these laws and things that have been around forever to make sure our time here today is purposeful and enjoyable and abundant and inspired, and that we are of service during our time here. So we can really use this lifetime to our best advantage and for our highest good and for the highest good of others, of all beings and the universe, so physical and non-physical beings, just by following these 12 universal laws. So I'm going to go through each one and give you a little breakdown of what they mean, and then give you a little IRL, which stands for in real life, of how it could be playing out for you now, and hopefully just really simplify these laws for you. I have been told by many a people that one of my best qualities is putting these big topics into a more simplified, practical way to see them play out. So that's what we're going to do, try to do at least here. All right, law number one. The law of divine oneness. This is the very first law and the most all-encompassing law. This law states that every thought, action, and event is in some way connected to anything and everything else. So, put simply, it just says that we are all connected. We are all a piece of the same universe. We're all made up of the same energy. And everything we do has an effect on other people, on the universe, on the collective. So everything we do has an impact elsewhere. And I think in real life terms, what we can do with this, the law of divine oneness, is use it to find understanding and acceptance and compassion for others, knowing that we are all a piece of the same pie. It will help us find ways to connect with others instead of being divided. And I think division is something we are dealing with on such a massive, massive scale right now, at least in the US, with an election coming up and with mask versus no mask, and is coronavirus real or not? Just literally every single thing is something that we can be divided on. And it's sad. But then if we can come back to the law of divine oneness and remember that we're actually all connected, we are all one. And everything that we do, every thought, action, and event is in some way connected to everything else and everyone else. And also knowing that what you are doing does make a difference for others, even if it's not something that you can outwardly see right now, but maybe you can feel a change in energy even within yourself, but know that that is reaching out to others. I think it's just important to know that the good that you're doing is making a difference. The high vibes that you have, that you are sending out into the universe, that's making a difference too. So it also just makes us feel good in that way, I think, as well. Number two, the law of vibration, which really just says that everything is in motion. And we've talked about that here several times on Unstuck. Every single thing that you can see and not see is vibrating energy, and it's all vibrating at a specific frequency at that atomic and subatomic level, with 99.999% of it being space, and the other 0.0001%, lost track of the zeros and the nines, but you know what I'm saying here, that other tiny portion of it is actually matter. So most of, like, the vast, vast, vast majority of everything that you are experiencing and seeing and feeling and tasting and touching is space. How fascinating is that? And if you don't believe me, again, I've said this before, but if you think I'm crazy, just go ahead and Google quantum mechanics and read like five different articles, and you will understand that that's actually, from a scientific perspective, what is going on as well. So the law of vibration states that your vibration informs your lived experiences. Because remember, we also have our own personal frequency of vibration based on thoughts, emotions, actions, beliefs. And that frequency, your personal frequency, is also informing your lived experiences. So in real life, you can see this. We have talked about this. You can see this when your bad mood, you're in a bad mood, just woke up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever it may be, and suddenly you have the worst day ever. It's like every single thing goes wrong. Everything that could go wrong does. And the same thing happens when we're in a good mood, and then these amazing things keep popping up into our lives and we just end up having the best day ever. Same thing goes if you start repelling money, or you keep getting into bad relationships, or you keep finding yourself in this string of careers that are unfulfilling, unsatisfying, or your bosses always are awful. It's based on that personal frequency that we are emitting. And based on the law of vibration, that is then informing our lived experiences. remember, and if you haven't listened, go back to episode number 3 at the very, very beginning of Unstuck. Listen to that episode, number 3, and download the emotional frequency scale. I will make sure it is linked in the show notes for this episode as well, in case you haven't gotten it yet or in case you've lost yours. This is where it comes into play in a big way, is with this law of vibration. So do not forget to download that, keep it somewhere handy, and make sure you keep in mind what your frequency is. The law of correspondence is number 3, which states that patterns repeat throughout the universe and with personal energy as well. And this really goes along. This is something that was definitely talked about in the Kybalion, which is the statement that as above, so below, as within, so without. Above meaning your outside world, and then below being your inside world. And same thing, as within being your inside world, without being your outside world. So knowing that, so as above or in your outside world, so below being the same as your inside world. So your outer world is a mirror of your inner world. As above, so below, as within, so without. They are the same. In real life, gosh, I think we experience this a lot. If there's some sort of turmoil or chaos or stress or something like that internally, inside of you, in your internal world, there will be turmoil, chaos, stressful events on the outside, in your outer world. They are the same. They will always mirror each other. And it starts from your internal world. So whatever is going on inside, you will see that reflected in your outside world. And the same thing goes if life is in, if your inner world is peaceful and calm and centered and knowing and grounded, then you are going to experience peace and calm and ease in your outside world. So use this law anytime there is some sort of life disruption. If something starts going awry or there's stress going on or chaos or something's up outside, your outside world, get curious. That is your cue to go inside and see what's going on internally. Just keep this law of correspondence in mind and know that that mirror is there. And it's really a cue for you to go inside, look into your inner world and see what you can heal from that perspective in order to achieve what you're looking for in your outer world. Number 4, here it is, the law of attraction. We know this one very well. Like attracts like, and you get what you focus on. It really is the manifestation law. We talk about manifestation a lot. And it really does, and I think you can already see this just in going through these other 3, they all work with each other. So we know that like attracts like based on vibration. And because of the law of vibration, we know that everything is in motion and vibrating energy. So they're all working together. But we're not going to go into law of attraction any further because it's something we do discuss here so often. We want to give some attention to these other ones. So let's move on to number 5, the law of inspired action. And I just talked about inspired action at the beginning of this episode in putting my condo on the market with really no plan or no idea what's happening, just doing it because I felt inspired to, knowing that that's something I want to manifest. But what the law of inspired action means is taking real actionable steps to invite what you want into your life. So this, again, works closely with the law of attraction and the law of vibration, because in order to manifest what we want into our lives using the law of attraction, we do have to take inspired action. We can't just sit there and think about how great it would be and journal and meditate and just float along in life. We do have to use those tools, which you know are my favorite tools, but then use those to spur action, to take that action. Now, the difference being that inspired action is not forced or planned necessarily, but instead comes from that internal knowing. It's like those little nudges that you get that there is a move to make, that there is something you can do. There's something you should be doing in order to get to the next step to manifest what you're looking for. Inspired action is straight up guidance from our intuition, something we've discussed in detail. So when you get that nudge or you get that download or you just have that feeling that there's something you should be doing, that that step is the next step, take it. That is the law of inspired action. So look, in real life, you're looking constantly for those great ideas, for those things you just can't wait to do, for the things that actually might be kind of scary. They are taking you outside of your comfort zone, as in putting your condo on the market when you have no idea what's next and where you're going to go and where you're going to live and if you even want to stay in the same town or not. Just all these things still being up in the air, but also knowing that it's the right thing and it's what you want. Taking that leap of faith is inspired action. And it also might be a different path or a goal or action than what you thought you would do or what someone else told you to do. And that's important too, is inspired action is coming straight from you with no other input from anything else, from society, from your parents, from your partner, from anybody else, just you and your inner being. That is inspired action. All right, number six, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, which kind of makes no sense. So let me break that down. Everything in the universe is constantly evolving and fluctuating on an energetic level. So no energy is ever stagnant. So yes, it is vibrating, but also that vibration changes. So it's not always vibrating at the same exact frequency. And now knowing that and getting more specific with it, especially as it relates to our real lives, it means that you have the power to influence energy. We all have the power to influence energy. We can improve the low vibration of others, for instance, by our high vibration. So you can use your high vibes to lift up others. Same thing, if you're feeling low vibe, not feeling it today, thank you. If you're not feeling so hot, hang out with your high vibe friends or do something that does put you in a high vibe, that is naturally high vibe, like nature. Hey, want to know the quickest way to get out of your low vibe? Get into nature, touch it, feel it, ground yourself, hang out in it, breathe it, all of the things, and you will instantly increase your vibration because of the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, which is that energy is always changing and evolving, which means we have the power to change and evolve our own energy and others' energy, which is pretty freaking cool. Number seven, law of cause and effect, which highlights the relationship between your actions and those related events because of your actions. This is called karma. We get back what we put out there. Everyone, all of us. And we all know, I think we all know what karma is. So whatever you get out comes back to you. Put out high vibe things, get high vibes in return. Low vibe things, get low vibes in return. That's simple, basic karma instances. But what I want to note with this one is that it may not be right away. The effect does not always show up immediately. But you have to know that as long as that vibration is out there, you put that energy out into the universe, it will come back to you eventually, which is the important thing. So always think about what energy you are putting out there. Be mindful of that. And I'm not saying that we always need to be high vibe, and I definitely don't want you faking your vibe. You know that. It's not always going to happen, but do always seek out the best foot that you can put forward in every aspect of your life. Think about that and see what you can do. Put your best vibe forward. How about that? May not always be happy-go-lucky, but see if there's just one little click up that feels a little bit better. And again, the emotional frequency scale will help you with that. Number 8, the law of compensation. Your efforts will always come back to you positively. Now, this kind of goes along with law of cause and effect. If you're doing good work, if you're being of service to others, if you're respecting Mother Earth, trusting the universe, you will be rewarded with everything you need and want. As long as, here's the kicker, as long as you are open to receiving that level of abundance in all the different ways that the universe offers it to you. That is where we get tripped up, is that we aren't actually open to receiving abundance. Big one. How this looks in your real life is to worry less about the compensation and more about the service. We are designed by society, by our beliefs, and even our ancestry to worry about the compensation, aka money, aka our paycheck and our taxes and tax refunds and the money, right? How much things cost. And it takes away the truth of what we're doing and why we're doing it is to be of service, to be of service, because we're spending so much time thinking about the dollars we're getting paid and how much that costs and how much we're making, and not putting that attention, that energy on the service. So worry less about the compensation, focus more on the service, and just keep doing your money mindset work. I will keep talking about it. It's something I'm getting more and more passionate about. And even, you know, kind of thinking a course, even like a workshop might be coming up in the near future to really dial this in, because there's a lot. There's a lot there when we talk money mindset. But when you can remember the law of compensation, which says that your efforts will always come back to you positively, then you also know that as long as you are being of service, you will be okay. The universe will reward you appropriately. And that comes with some trust. Moving on to number 9, the law of relativity, which states that everything is in fact neutral. Instead, we give things meaning based on our perception and perspective of them. And often it comes with a heavy dose of comparison, which means we are in charge of the energy we give things, of the emotion we give things, the beliefs we apply to things. We are in charge of that, because actually everything is neutral. So in real life, I want you to look deeper into the meanings that you're giving things and ask yourself why. Why does that particular thing have that meaning? Is it because you've compared with something else or someone else? You have fear. Are you adding in these unnecessary emotions to that thing? So if we can get curious about the why, and then also see if, especially based in that curiosity, you can come back to the neutrality of it, knowing that everything is actually neutral. Can you find a sense of neutrality, neither good nor bad, with that thing? And another way that I think we can use this to our advantage as a collective, as a society, is realizing that there are always going to be different perspectives, and there always will be. And that's what is giving these things in our society such an intense charge is the perspective, when in fact it all comes from a place of neutrality. And if we can just really hone in on that and remember that and understand that, then maybe we can take ourselves out of having such intense perspectives. I don't know, maybe not, but at least we can understand where we are all coming from to some degree. Number 10, the law of polarity. This states that everything in life has an opposite. I love this one, actually. This is so fascinating. So everything in life has an opposite. There's love and then there's hate. There's hot and then there's cold. There's light and dark. There's rich and poor. One cannot exist without the other. It is necessary to have polarities. And the cool thing is that the only reason we know what one piece of that puzzle is because we know what the opposite is. So we know what love is because we know what hate is, and vice versa. We know what hot is. Hot has been defined by cold because we know what cold is, and we know that the opposite, how that would feel, how that would look, and we experience hot. So these opposites are necessary. And even more so, they really are just two sides to the same energetic coin, because everything is energy, right? So they are the same type of energy in different aspects of it. The law of polarity. I just think that that is super cool to think about, that we need hate to really know what love is. How fascinating is that? In real life, we're going to use this to know what you want, because it will often come about that you figure out what you want because you know what you don't want. So if you're having a hard time really dialing in what you want out of life, what your purpose is, what your passion is, what your dream life is, what your dream business is, how you want everything to look, maybe you don't know that yet. But if you think about what you don't want, how you don't want to live, what you don't want to experience, think about that and then know that the opposite of that is what you do want. So you can start there, because that is how we experience it, based on the law of polarity. We know what we do want because we know what we don't want. So cool. So cool. Number 11, we're almost there. The law of rhythm. Everything has a rhythm or cycle, which goes back to everything always being in motion, which is the law of vibration. Going back to that law from the very, very beginning, what was that, like the second law? The law of rhythm. So the universe runs on cycles. We have seasons. We have night and day. We have moon cycles. Our bodies have our own cycles of circadian rhythms, of hormone cycles. Everything is going on in a particular rhythm. And that means that you have your own rhythm and cycle too. And for some crazy reason, we seem to think that we should be exactly the same every day, every week, every month, every year, which is not how it works, based on the law of rhythm, which is a universal law. So please don't expect to be exactly the same as you were yesterday or last month or last year or 5 years ago. You are completely different. You are in your own rhythm, your own cycle, which means that yesterday was a different cycle rhythm, a different portion of that cycle rhythm, I guess I should say, than today. So to think that you're going to eat exactly the same as you did yesterday, you're going to move exactly the same, you're going to burn the same amount of calories, you're going to feel the same, you're going to sleep the same, that's crazy. That's nuts. And that was one huge problem I had with being in the nutrition and diet and fitness space is that people just could not understand why they shouldn't eat the same thing every day. And trust me, I was someone that ate the same thing every day for like years. So I get it. It seems like the easy thing to do, but what you're doing is disrespecting your own rhythm, your own cycle. And so we need to honor that, and we need to take each moment and each hour and each day as it comes and honor our own rhythm. And also, you know, just quickly thinking about the seasons of life too, if we're thinking more in terms of like an energetic level or mindset shifts, and knowing that we have seasons of life too, and you maybe have this amazing season of life, and then maybe you go into a darker season of life, and then you find the light again, and then you go back into a little bit of darkness, and that's okay too. That's part of the rhythm that is you. That is part of the universe. So that is okay. We don't need to push away from having these different seasons where our emotions change and our thoughts change and our beliefs change and just everything about us potentially could change. It's called a season of life, and it is normal and it's expected and it's part of the universe. It's part of what you're meant to do here. Last one, the law of gender. Now, this goes into the masculine and feminine energies, not sex as in male or female. So let's get that out of the way first. So we're talking masculine and feminine energy, and that both of those energies, which are quite different, exist in all things. And really what we're looking to do is balance between those two, both masculine and feminine energies, because we all have them all. And finding the balance is where you really feel, you know, your own balance, I guess. It's not like it has to be 50-50, but finding your own balance within yourself is when you will feel most fulfilled and secure and abundant and all those things. So the masculine energy, I think a lot of you know this, but just to put it very plainly, the masculine energy is more of the do energy, like that go, go, go. Get things done, get that to-do list going, just make the most of your time, really effort it all the way through. Your feminine energy is that be energy, where you allow yourself to be and feel and express and go with the flow and not necessarily get your whole to-do list done, but just it's more of a calm, relaxed, insightful energy. And we want to have both. There are times in our lives that we need both of those. Now, the vast majority of people living today in 2020 are highly dominant in masculine energy. We live in a very masculine world right now. And society has taught us to be masculine and to do, and to always be achieving, and to always be going as fast as you can, and always be working on that to-do list, and efforting through all your goals and all that stuff. But in reality, we need more of that feminine energy, and as soon as you bring in more of that being calm, insightful energy, and allow yourself to live it, you will find that there is a place for both, and you actually feel a whole lot more you because you have found both, and your health, your body, your life, your relationships, your career, everything will fall into place a lot better because you have found both. So I'd like you just in real life, example of this law of gender is to notice how much of your day do you spend in that masculine state with that go, go, go energy? We're accustomed to it. It's probably a lot, and that's okay. But what can you do? Make a plan for yourself, because you're already in this massive planner mode. Make a plan for yourself to just be, and find time when you can do that. And see if you can be okay with not completely filling your entire day with doing. And when can that happen? And I know there's a lot going on right now. I know it might seem like impossible to find time to be, but there is. And maybe it is 5 minutes before you go to bed, and that's okay. but see if you can find that time to where you can balance your masculine and feminine energy, because we all need both. We all have both, and we have to find our own balance between the two. All right, so those are the 12 universal laws, and really just showing you how they still are in effect in every moment of every day. And it's so fascinating. And I love thinking about this as I go throughout my day. And really, that's going to be your homework. I think it'd be really fun for you to find one of these 12 that we just went over, focus on just one right now, and see if this week you can see it in action, either in yourself, in others, in your life. See if you can find that law, just one, just pick one so you can really focus in and hone in on one. See it in action for yourself this week and notice how much it actually does come up in your life when you are focusing on it. It's the real deal. It's super fun. And we can, as you can see, use them to our advantage to really live the best life of purpose, of passion, of service, and feeling good, which is what we're meant to do in our time here. All right, everyone, again, I mentioned it a few times. I just want to make sure the emotional frequency scale goes along really well with this episode. You can download that at seanminer.com/scale. Listen to episode 3 if you have not yet. And that'll do it, I think, for today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. I have been getting a lot of DMs on Instagram lately talking about how Unstuck has helped, and it means the world to me. I'm sitting here in an office alone by myself talking to a mic, and I don't get feedback when I put these episodes out. So you are that feedback. Sending me those DMs, leaving a review is like the best possible thing that you could do to let me know what you're thinking and how it's going and how this has helped. So head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That would be amazing. And just send me a DM, let me know, or screenshot what you're listening to, what you're loving, and post it on your socials. I love you all. Thank you all so much. And I will see you in the next episode. Until then, take care.